This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. World leaders are gathering in New York this week for this year's United Nations General Assembly. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaBertanda.
On Tuesday, U.S. President Joe Biden and Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky used the event to continue their push for international support in the Ukraine war. But domestic politics in Washington will also likely be in their minds.
Russia alone bears responsibility for this war. Russia alone has the power to end this war immediately.
Biden has made rallying allies for Ukraine a centerpiece of his foreign policy. And according to Reuters Ipsos polls, strong majorities of Americans support giving weapons to Ukraine.
That is Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said Tuesday it was no wonder that Russian President Vladimir Putin had to rely on countries like Iran and North Korea. At some 50 nations gathered at U.S. Ramstein Air Base in Western Germany to show support for Ukraine.
The world will never accept the idea that the imperial ambitions of bullies and tyrants should outweigh the sovereign rights of UN member states.
U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley on the out that Ukraine had never asked any other country to fight for them, but had only asked for help. Azerbaijan on Tuesday launched a military operation against the breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region, warning it would continue until the end in the territory over which it has fought two wars with neighboring Armenia. Fears of fresh war in the volatile region have been growing recently, with Armenia accusing Azerbaijan of a troop buildup around the disputed Armenian-majority territory. This is VOA News. The Americans released by Iran, after being detained for years, have arrived back home and declared freedom. Former prisoners posed for a group photograph with their families at Fort Belvoir in the U.S. state of Virginia early Tuesday. The brother of one of the five freed Americans says the nightmare is finally over. Americans were freed as part of a politically risky deal that saw President Joe Biden agree to the release of $6 billion in frozen Iranian assets. The leaders of Nigeria and South Africa held talks Monday on the sidelines of the U.N. General Assembly in New York. Timothy Obiezu reports from Abuja.
The spokesman for Nigerian President Bola Tinubu said the president's discussion with South Africa's Cyril Ramaphosa was the first meeting the Nigerian leader is expected to hold with counterparts from around the world this week at the 78th UN General Assembly. The idea is to attract investments that will strengthen Nigeria's economy. On Monday, Tinubu and Ramaphosa discussed possible cooperation in the mining and telecom sectors, specifically about easing stringent business policies that discourage investment. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy faces a nearly impossible task as a deadline for keeping the federal government open approaches. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
McCarthy said this week he likes a challenge, and this is certainly that. If Congress does not pass a funding bill by month's end, the government will shut down.
I've watched shutdown after shutdown. Everybody loses.
So he's furiously trying to unite Republicans into passing a conservative compromise and needs nearly all of them on board. But even with sharp spending cuts and GOP priorities, it stands little chance of passing. What top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says they need to do is stop wasting time with the proposal, which has no chance of passing in the Senate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Tuesday demanded that India treat with utmost seriousness Canada's allegations of New Delhi's possible involvement in the slaying of a Sikh exile, a concern echoed by Washington. Canada's assertion led to expulsions of an Indian intelligence official from Canada and a senior Canadian diplomat from New Delhi. Canada said Monday there were credible allegations against linked to New Delhi, responsible for the murder of June 18th of a Canadian citizen in front of a Sikh cultural center in Vancouver. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.